Today is Trayodashi of Falguni, and tomorrow is Chaturdashi, and Sunday is Purnima, Falgun Purnima. Falgun Purnima is not the holy of Braj, by the way.
What happened? It was on Sunday, last Sunday.
Yeah. Actually, the holy of the Braj starts on Vasant Panchami day. Vasant Panchami is Magh Vadya Panchami. Magh Mahine ka second half ka fifth day. And there are 10 days of Magh month, so becomes Magh Amavasya. And after that, Falgun starts. And Falgun 30 days. No, am I mistaken? I'm mistaken. Magh Shuddha Panchami. Then 10 days to Purnima. And then 15 days to Amavasya. And then 15 days of Falgun first fortnight. Aapko samajh aaya aur sir? Magh is 30 days. Falgun is 30 days. So when you say Magh has two fortnights, in the first fortnight, on the fifth day, the holy begins. So how many days are remaining of the month? 25 days of Magh month, right? So Magh month 25 days and 15 days of Falgun. So because 15 days. First Falgun to 15 Falgun. Purnima tak aaya na? Magh mahine ka 5 ki baat kar raha hu.
Shukla paksh.
So Magh mahine mein kitne din bache? 25 days. Now we are in Falgun month. From 1st Falgun day to 15th Falgun day is Falgun Purnima. So, kitne din ho gaye total?
40
days. There you are. Ganit tumse barabar nahi hoga. Kaise hai tumse ganit? So, 40 days is actually the holy of Vrindavan. Vrindavan ka holy is not one day. It's 40 days. It begins on Vasant Panchami day. And that is the day the first color is thrown to the Lord. And then onwards, every single day, Lord is playing holy. And it's a very, very powerful festival. Only occurs in Barsana and Vrindavan area. And what we celebrate here as holy is actually the Falgun Purnima. It's called Holi Vandan. Or it's called Dhulaiti. That is where the original concept of that day is to put the dust of the holy place on your head and apply it to everybody else. It is not that you remove gutter ka kachra and put everybody else. That is the most vikrut and perverted version of that. The real thing is Dhuli Vandan matlab kya? Dhuli Vandan, you are offering your pranams to the dust of the holy place where Lord has performed his pastimes. The devotees of the Lord has performed pastime with the Lord. And that whole land and the sand and the dust has become sanctified and purified by the divine touch of the lotus feet of Lord and his devotees and the cows and everybody else. To commemorate that Holi Vandan is there. And on the ninth day, there is something called as Rangili Holi. On the Rangili Holi, what happens is, on the day before Rangili Holi, the Nandagaon people, they come to Barsana and invite Radharani and Gopis to play Holi. And it's called as Pandilila. One person called Pandey, he is a representative of Krishna. He goes on behalf of Krishna and Nandagaon to invite the gopis. And whenever he goes there, the gopis surround him. And he drench him with colors. Pura, kya bolte hai Bombay bhasha mein? Dho dalte hai usko pura. Pura, they just drench him with full all kinds of color. And you know, suppose I go and 50 ladies are like you all come and start pouring color on me. However strong I may be, I will be like, you know, I'll be totally embarrassed. Na? So many ladies are jumping and putting color on me. So he also becomes very embarrassed. So many ladies are surrounding him and overpowering him with color and becomes very, very, you know, sad in one sense. Not very sad, but embarrassed, you can see. So the Radharani comes from the distance and she says, "Hey, she feels bad for this man. They all ladies are ragging one man." So she comes and says, "Hey, why are you harassing this man? He is just representative. He is just coming and on that behalf of that black boy, he is coming and inviting you. Why trouble him? You release him. Let him come. And then we see him." Thus, out of very great compassion and kindness, Radharani rescues him. And what she does, you know, she feels very bad that he came to actually invite on Holi with great love and affection. But these girls, you know, they misbehaved with him. And they drenched him and they embarrassed him. So she takes him to her house and she gives him, matlab, allows him to take bath. Please go and take bath, remove all your wet clothes. And she removes father's very costly clothes and awards him. And she feeds him nice prasadam. And with great respect, she said, now nobody will touch you. And then he goes back to Nandigam. And the next day, he explains to our Lord Krishna what happened there. I went to, on your behalf to give all the information and all the message there. So it's okay. So next day, Krishna becomes like a bridegroom. He dresses up like very nicely, mukut and everything, nice garlands and makeup and everything. His mother puts chandan, aguru, all the scented things and decorates him with flute, everything beautifully. And he starts walking. And everybody knows, today is Holi, so Krishna is going to play Holi. So all the demigods, they come down from their own abodes and they disguise themselves. But they couldn't disguise their body. They disguised themselves in their dressings. But there was a man with five heads. There was a man with four heads. There was a naked man in between. Shukadev Goswami was a great renounced personality, son of Vyasadev. And there were Parvati, there was Lakshmi, there was Saraswati. Everybody disguised. Somebody is selling flowers. Somebody is selling bangles. Somebody is selling garlands. Somebody is selling something. And with all this disguised form, all these demigods are in that procession. In that procession. And it is described in one Puran that this procession was so gorgeous that nobody could describe what's happening in the procession. These disguised personalities were doing some funny gestures, you know, not to make them known by people who are they. They were making very funny gestures. Somebody was acting like a monkey, somebody was acting like a peacock, somebody was acting like a other bird and making sounds and trying to amuse Krishna. And Krishna was a small boy, so he was going and everybody was accompanying him. And that procession of all the demigods wanted to see the beautiful pastimes of Krishna and Radha. They accompanied them and they walked all the way from Nandagaon to Barsana. How many of you have gone through that road, Nandagaon to Barsana? The 7 kilometer distance is there, from one straight road is there. So on that road, the procession came and it reached Barsana. When it reached Barsana, Krishna was the master, he was like a leader of the whole procession. So now he had to announce that he has come. So he calls Radharani. And somehow, some reason, she was very upset. And she was in her house. And then gopis were telling, why are you so upset? Look, Krishna has come. And they started describing. See what he's wearing. See his pitamar is so shining like millions of suns. See his peacock feather. See his flute. The sound of his flute so enchanting. Started describing to enchant her, but she was still upset. Then she thought that, please come and see yourself if I don't believe me. So she pulled her to the jharokha. And when she came out, Krishna took out his pishkari and did this. But she was too high in the palace and he was too on the ground. So pishkari did not reach. But he sent his pichkari of love from the heart to her heart, from here to there. And then she immediately became happy. And then, before that, actually I forgot to mention to you, before when Krishna came there, he didn't see Radharani everywhere. So Vishakha was there, some gopis were there, so he asked with eyes only, where is Radharani? So she said, she's not there. So he said, go get her. And that's how she goes up. And she finds Radharani upset and everything. And she starts convincing her and everything. And he is here waiting and calling and waiting and calling. And finally she brings her out in the jharokha, in the window. And then he takes out his pichkari and shoots that. But it could not reach. Then looking at him, she becomes very happy and Vishakha starts dressing her up very beautifully. And then everybody comes down. They don't sleep when they are playing holi. I'll throw color on you. So, then they come down and now the opposite party with all ladies dressed up nicely and this side of all the boys. And they start teasing the gopis. So it is explained even today also, when these people come from Nandagaon, they go in the houses and start teasing women. And at that time women pick up big sticks and start hitting them. And they pick up gamelas on the head and they start taking all the brunt on the gamelas. And all ladies come out and they start hitting the men who have attempted to tease them. And that's called as Latthamar Holi. It's a very beautiful, very, very beautiful festival. Very beautiful. What I learned in this year, that there is a specific custom. If any girl or many girls who are just married before this festival, so they are just married this festival, so all of them who are newly married, the mother-in-law starts giving ghee to her every day when Falgun month begins. Kyo? They should hit them nicely. It's a beautiful gesture, a beautiful feeling that when Holi begins, from that time onwards, the mother-in-law specifically feeds cow ghee to the daughter-in-law so that by 40 days they become very strong and they can hit the men very nicely. And they then decorate the mother-in-law, daughter-in-laws to, when the men come and start disturbing them, then they will decorate the mother-in-laws and send them out with sticks and encourage them, hit them, hit them, hit them nicely. And all the men will come with the shield, you know, with the handle inside the shield. If you hold shield like this, fingers will get hurt, You can't hold the gamela like this. You hold it from inside like this, with the handle. So they hold like this and they start hitting. And you will see a scene in Rangeli Gali. There's one gully called Rangeli Gali. You will see a scene that thousands of women are hitting thousands of men. Everybody is just full, it's like a full gang war, you know, with ladies and men. Full gang war is going on and all the ladies are hitting with, you have seen my danda? It's like this big danda. Like that danda they carry, huge ones, and they really hit. And sometimes some men do get hurt because they may not have, you know, how to avoid that. Somehow they must have mistaken to avoid and then they get hit. And whenever they get hit, it is said that they'll pick up the dust from the same place and put in that wound immediately. On the head or anywhere, wherever the wound is, they pick up the dust from that place and immediately apply like you apply haldi on that wound. And immediately after some time the wound gets healed. There is no bacteria, no tetanus, no spores, nothing happens. And the government, what government does, government fills that gully with unlimited dust from many places. Trucks and trucks, loads of sand, they pour on that gully. And then the festival takes place on in that gully. And when the festival takes place, everybody picks up the dust as prasadam. And it is said by the end of 1 hour, there is no dust on the road. Plus there are holes in the ground which they dig and take the dust from the hole also and carry as prasadam. So tons and tons of trucks of dust from government side is all emptied because they believe that when this beautiful pastime has taken place, everything becomes so sanctified. So they take some prasadam at that place. Rangeli Holi. So that takes place on 9th day. That is Navmi. That took place on this Sunday, last Sunday. 9th of March. And what's happening now is Dhuli Vandan. Yes, sir. This is Holi. Okay, now what happened then? Then two parties come in front of each other. Like I told you, Radharani has come down with all the gopis and Krishna has come with all the gopas. Now they start teasing one another and challenging one another. Then the girls start beating them. And then somehow, again Radharani Krishna say, okay, now we'll play Holi. We'll play colors. And there is two kinds of Holi they play. All colors are of natural colors. Kesar, gulab, everything is flower extracts. And they play dry color or wet color. They make liquid or they make dry. So they say, now we'll play dry Holi. Then we will just throw colors and put apply to each other. And when we play dry Holi, you're not supposed to take out pichkari. It's a rule. You cannot take out pichkari when you are playing dry Holi. Or when you are playing pichkari, you cannot take out dry colors. It's the rule of the Holi. So they decide to play dry Holi. And it is said that when they start playing the Holi, immediately Krishna's party is defeated by Radharani's party in the Holi. How? Don't ask me. You have to come there and see what happens there. So as soon as Krishna starts getting defeated, he's a very cunning fellow. What he does? Takes out pichkari and start. Means he breaks the rule. Jab harne ko aata hai, toh immediately he wants to do something which he can win against, you know. So as soon as she does that, Radharani comes to know, okay, now he is aiming at my face. So immediately she covers her face. And his pichkari hits her hand. But still, when it hits, there is some reflection, na? There's something false, what do you call that? Paravartit, paravartit. Kya hota hai usko bolte hain? You hit and you again get a smash, na? So with some droplets of colors fly and go on her cheeks. Beautiful pink colors. And then the fellow who is putting that pichkari is now looking at her face. His face is looking so beautiful, so much decoration with some blue pink spots on that. So he just puts the pichkari down and keeps observing her face. So Radharani is very angry because he has broken the rule, because he was losing. A very cunning way he has stopped the game, broken the rules and taken pichkari out. So she is very angry, she becomes very upset. And immediately Lalita Vishakha become very angry that you have broken the rule. So they go, as he is absorbed in watching the face of Radharani with beautiful pink spots of colors which he has put on her, and he is mesmerized by that. Suddenly gopis come and tie him up. Take his hands both behind, capture his pichkari and really tie him up from behind. You can see, you know, really tightly. And then Lalita comes in front. So she is like a protector of Radharani. When Radharani is under attack, she is immediately protector. She is a little elder to her, so it's like protector. So she says, everybody says, now what to do? He is a gunegar. He is a criminal now. He has already done a crime of breaking the rule. What punishment we should give to him? So Lalita decides that we should tie him up and Radharani should dip her 10 fingers in kajal and apply him on his face. And there is one more custom. In the village, if you go, suppose you go from one village to another place, you are dressing up with a dupatta, which I generally wear a dupatta. That's like my dignity. You cannot snatch that away from me. If you take it away from me, it is insult for me that you took away my dupatta. Like, you remember when Pandavas were in exile in Virat Nagari, they were all disguised. He was Brihannala, he was Pallavacharya, all those people. And then Virat ke gai log gai ko chori karte hain. Karna steals all the cows and provokes them. At that time, everybody goes to fight with Kaurav army. At that time, Uttar, the son of Virat, is a Senapati. Arjun says, I will become your Sarathi, Brihannala. And Uttara, the sister of Uttar, tells Uttar that if at all you win the war, na, please bring me all the Uttariya Vastra of all the big warriors. That means insult for them. We have defeated you and we have snatched your upper cloth like that. So upper cloth is a very big respect. So they decide that we will snatch his upper cloth. We tie him up, snatch the upper cloth and put kajal on him. And we will put chundri of a girl on him. So then they tie him up and then they dip Radharani's hands in kajal. And she comes to apply on his face and eyes and everything. So his hands are tied, but his neck is free, na? Movement. 180 degrees movement is there, na? So he is moving like this. Then some other gopis come and hold his head. And then Radharani comes. So generally when you put kajal, how you put kajal? You take a dabbi, you take a ring finger, and you nicely, lovingly, gently, you take out and you see, ha, nice circle is there. Then you go to the object and you nicely apply a line under the eyes. So sweet and nice, you know, you do your daughters, you do your bridegroom, bride, you know, newly getting married. It's a very gentle and very lovely activity. But this is not like that. Punishment is not like that. Punishment is such a pakadne ka. So then, when they hold his hand, Radharani just makes him completely dark with kajal, with eyes also, and snatches the cloth above him. And then some girl brings chundri and puts on him and makes him a girl. And that's a sharp clapping. This is the first holi of Prasthana. And there are many descriptions of holi. Another description is like this, that one time Radha and Krishna were sitting alone in one forest. And in that forest they were like so much lost. I don't want to go in depths of that situation. But they were looking into each other's eyes and they were so much lost that they forgot everything around the world, what's happening around. And searching them, all the gopis came. So where they have gone? And they find him. Oh, they are sitting over here. And they, all of them came, but still they were not able to understand who is coming. They were not aware only. They were fully engrossed. And everybody surrounds them. And then Lalita goes behind and ties their cloth to each other. And they don't even know that. They are so much lost. You can imagine, you are surrounded by thousands of people, but still you don't know that you are surrounded by them. So then they go behind and tie their cloth. After some time, they come out of their absorption and they get up. When they get up, they see they are both are tied up. At that time they realize, oh, thousands of gopis are surrounding us. And they become very embarrassed that they were caught red-handed in privacy and then they got tied up, they didn't know that. So they became very shy, they put their head down. When they were shy, at that time all the gopis take out their pichkaris and they shoot the colors on them. And they shot so much of colors on them, so much of colors on them, that a big kund was formed. When all the colors flew from their body, bathing them, you can say, washing them, you can say, or beautifying them, whatever you can say, different kind of colors were drenched upon them, they were completely wet, and they were not able to do anything. They didn't have any pichkari, they just came to meet each other. Everybody had pichkari. So then they drenched so much that a huge pond is formed. That is called as Gulal Kunda. And that is the place we took devotees, this camp, last camp, many camps we took them. That is where the holi is not happening at the holi time. 12 months in a year, holi is happening over there. That place is not holy for 40 days. That place is 12 months holy. All the time throughout the year, you go there, they'll apply color on you. And you apply color to the trees over there. And amazingly, you will not be able to believe me unless you go and see yourself. There are two trees. One tree which represents Radharani is Kadamba tree. That we also have planted in the hospital, Kadamba tree. And Tamal tree is Krishna, represented by Krishna. So Tamal tree is supposed to be Krishna and Kadamba is supposed to be Radharani. And you will see there is a knot between Tamal and Kadamba tree in that place. I'll show you photographs after some time. And for which you have to believe it, to see, by seeing it yourself. Actually you can see how the trees are next to each other. Suddenly the branches go like this and they are knotted and again they go like this. It's in commemoration of the knot that Lalita had put on Krishna and Radharani. That's why the village is called as Gatholi. Gant jaha lagai gai thi. The village is called as Gatholi. And it is on the Dig Road from Govardhan, very close by. Very beautiful place. Gulal Kund and Gatholi. That is the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also worshipped Sri Gopalji for 7 days. Vallabhacharya also came and worshipped in meditation on Krishna. And there is holi also mixed up with Jula festival. They also swing on Jula. And suddenly, when they are swinging like this and like this, how you swing Jula? Only like this, na? And how many circles are there? Half circle. Idhar se aate hai, idhar jaate. No, Krishna swings like this. With gopis. And he also swings like this. The whole swing goes like this also. And front ways also. Sideways also and zigzag also. And then not only one swing is there, there are so many swings that even sakhis are swinging at different trees, different, and sometimes the swings get entangled with one another in the air. And sometimes Radha Krishna are swinging, some gopis are swinging and they are swinging, and sometimes their garlands also are swinging. And when they are swinging, long garlands also are moving. Sometimes the garlands come and get entangled. And they get pulled, because then they go away, get pulled, and all the monies, they fall on the ground. And then what happens? All the gopis who are swinging the swings, they start picking up the garlands as prasad of Radha and Krishna. And then suddenly when they are full swing in swings, other gopis take out pichkaris and start wrenching them. And then there is blue and there is pink and there is green and all colors in the sky. And after some time, nobody is able to be seen. Nobody can see each other. They only can see colors and colors and colors. After some time, all the colors settle down and they see everybody dressed in color. Then they give bath to the divine couple and then they feed them nice prasadam and sing and dance again. And they take rest and they go. This is Braj ki Holi. Hare Krishna. So what is the meaning of Holi? It is expression of love for one another. It's not opportunity to take out my envy and my anger on you. That is the current expression of the holi. Perverted expression of the holi. That's why gentlemen, gentle ladies don't go out on the holy day. Because there is so much perversion outside. Children will say, this is holy, and they will also feel this is the only way of holy. So the real holy is through the medium of pure essence of flowers, in the form of different colors, they express their love for one another and give joy to one another and do various activities which will please the opposite party whom I am playing with. It's not that I want to show how can I defeat you, how will I demean you, how will I disfigure you, how will I give you eczema and dermatitis by putting so many chemicals in the color. It's not like that. Hare Krishna. Yes, you can tell them the essence of holy when you go there. So, the whole purpose of holy is to express love and respect for one another. And how do we give colors to the seniors? We go and put their colors on their hands and touch their feet. We don't go and put seniors the holy on their cheeks, you know. I will not go to Madam Kulkarni and put on her cheeks, put on her hand and give respect. That is the purpose of the holy. Equals will do like that, but juniors will apply on the hands and feet and bow down to them. And seniors will give them blessings. And also take color and apply on their forehead. That is how the holy is. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. So at least if you cannot see the holy the way it should be, you can at least remember and meditate and think and get purified by just thinking. That the purpose of the holy is so high level, esoteric purpose is there. And you have lost all that because of the Kali Yuga influence and everybody is doing such dirty things, you know. You don't even feel like walking in the whole thing. They just use this festival to enjoy lusty interactions with one another. Young boys, young girls are waiting to do something publicly. And they use all the event to just do whatever they want to do and otherwise they can't do. So even looking at that is so costly and so degraded. Going to witness that kind of thing. So today morning we were discussing at home, me and my wife, that what the holy is and what's happening now is so dangerous to expose our children to this holy and contaminate their hearts with such kind of dusty, dirty desires and everything. It's very contaminating. So we don't even want to see that. But rather we sit in our room and meditate on what actually it was. Or you can read or you can hear what you have heard in lecture or anything, and meditate on that and use the holy day to purify your heart. Hare Krishna. Holi ke rasiya Sri Krishna Bhagwan ki. Jai. Sri Radha Rani ki. Jai.